USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Four MS-13 gang members are arrested after cops spotted them putting the wrapped-up body of a woman into the trunk of a car in the far Rockaway, Queens, New York area. During a traffic stop about 2 a.m. last night near JFK Airport, police discovered a body with severe trauma in the car trunk. The deceased woman has yet to be identified. Frustrated parents in San Francisco have coined a new phrase for their latest classroom reality, Zoom in a room. Students will be in a classroom looking at a monitor with their teacher from home, a move many in the community are saying is unacceptable. In Los Angeles, students can start going back to school in person, but more than half say they will continue with distance learning. Return to Learn is reporting as of March 29th, more than 40% of districts nationwide had offered all students the option to return to full-time in-person instruction. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
Military leaders since the beginning of time will tell you, never give your enemies your plans. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more on the U.S. pullout of Afghanistan.
This is the worst possible outcome, is to pull up and leave and hope that things will turn out well.
Republican Senator from South Carolina, Lindsey Graham, reacting to President Biden's decision to pull all U.S. troops out of Afghanistan. Today, Biden unveiling his plan to end U.S. military involvement in Afghanistan by September 11th of this year. Troops will begin slowly leaving Afghanistan starting on May 1st. Graham continues,
President Biden, unfortunately, has chosen the highest risk option available, which is to leave no matter what.
Republicans and some Democrats say it could embolden the Taliban, while the president says it's time to end the forever war. Congressional Democrats plan to introduce legislation today to expand the U.S. Supreme Court by four justices, a proposal that promises to draw fierce opposition from Republicans. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
NASCAR racing this weekend is at the short track in Richmond, Virginia for the Toyota Owners 400. Our partners at Motor Racing Network caught up with Martin Truex Jr. and asked him about his recent success at short tracks.
For me, it's just been what I mentioned a little while ago, and it's confidence in each other, believing in each other. And, you know, there was a time in my career when, you know, I go back to the Busch Series days, all the races I won there were short tracks. You know, we never won any mile and a half. And I'm like, well, damn, I need to get better at mile and a half. And then, you know, you work on that, and you know, in the Cup Series, if, you know, every track is tough. Everybody's working constantly on being better at every type of track. You know, for whatever reason, for me, the short tracks never really panned out. And, it's, you know, even though we had a lot of great runs over the years, for instance, I think we led the most laps at Richmond, like 3 or 4 races in a row where we finally won there. You know, it's sometimes you need things to go your way. But honestly, I think from a consistency standpoint of being consistent at these short tracks, it's just, it comes down to people and equipment and, you know, that belief in each other and really just, you know, believing what they're telling you. If they tell me I need to drive a certain way, I start driving a certain way. And by no, you know, if I tell them that it needs to do something different, they know it needs to do something different. You know, it's just that that team chemistry that we've had over the years has been really good, and we've been able to fine tune on these places. American is a historic road course, and it's going to be cool to go there. And then obviously Indianapolis road course have no laps there either. So I think figuring those out are going to be fun. That's always a good challenge.
The Toyota Owners 400, 3 p.m. Sunday on Fox and Motor Racing Network. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride.